This year's point-in-time count estimated there are 4,900 homeless individuals on Oahu, with nearly 40% of them living without shelter. State Homelessness Coordinator Colin Kippen says Oahu's sit-and-lie ban and other city ordinances have not made a positive impact.
We now have growing encampments in the Kaka'ako area and along Kapalama Canal, and it's clear that the increase in enforcement and the increase in that quote-unquote disruption strategy is not having the intended effect of moving people into shelter as we would prefer.
So the Honolulu City Council's Committee on Public Health, Safety, and Welfare discussed the possibility of creating homeless outreach teams like those in Houston, Texas, which are made up of police officers, mental health professionals, and service providers to assist individuals living on the streets and in the parks. Honolulu Police Department Finance Section Major William Acts says Houston's outreach teams receive more than $5 million in state and private funding and are fully resourced.
That division consists of 5 sergeants, 22 officers, and 15 civilian licensed clinicians. They have a sobering center. They have substance abuse treatment centers that are available. They have transitional housing centers. Medical services are available, and the opportunity to take these people to a state hospital that's funded by the state or through the city to assist them with this.
But Oahu doesn't have government-funded public hospitals, and the State Department of Health administers the Mental Health Division. The city and county of Honolulu doesn't have the infrastructure Houston has, but HPD psychologist Dr. William Christopher says it could work.
At a bare minimum, you'd be looking at $1 million a year starting. That would get you one mental health outreach worker per police district, and they would essentially be a caseworker who would be assigned to work with law enforcement. You'd then have to assign a law enforcement person to that, which would remove them from someplace else. But it could work, but it's not cheap.
Christopher says this funding won't cover social services or housing, which would escalate costs significantly. After the meeting, Institute for Human Services Executive Director Connie Mitchell said the Houston model can be implemented in Hawaii if lawmakers have the political will, provide funding, and let the police take the lead.
The HPD folks need to be trained, and they're currently being trained by the psychologists that are there. But I think that if there's a dedicated team, then they are really the ones that respond to these calls. Because the folks who are mentally ill really deserve some people who understand what they're going through.
Public Health, Safety, and Welfare Committee Chair Ron Menor says he introduced a resolution to begin the discussion with state, county, and social agencies to develop a comprehensive plan.
We need to do a better job of intervention and working with the homeless. It's not enough to just simply have laws that basically move homeless from one area into another, from one community into another, but we have to address their underlying needs.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.